所以有些话呢，你们有些人呢，就是在那个半夜的时候醒来呢，会唱这首歌。因为呢有一次呢，我这半夜醒来就唱这首歌，想起这首歌，我说那个赞美主。
The other one is very simple. This morning we're going to sing "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, or thou shalt be saved."
下一首歌呢比较简单，就是说是所有讲的是信主耶稣基督，你必得救。
He was a lawyer.
他是个律师。
I said, "Do you believe that?" He said, "No."
我说你相信这个吗？他说不相信。
I said, "Why?"
我说为什么呢？
He said, "It's too simple."
他说太简单了。
Aren't you glad that the path to the Lord Jesus Christ is simple?
你是不是非常的高兴呢？主耶稣基督的真理是如此的简单呢？
Not too simple, just wonderfully simple.
不是太简单，而是奇妙的简单。
All right, this morning, spend a little time on the story in John chapter 5.
今天早上呢，我们要花点时间学习约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5, the man at the pool of Bethesda.
所以呢，约翰福音第五章就是说那个在伯塞大的那个池子旁边的人。
It's a good, come on in.
非常好，请进。
It's a good story. It's a simple story.
是个好的故事，也是个简单的故事。
There was a man at the pool of Bethesda.
所以在那个别塞大的那个池子旁边有一个人。
Along with many, many others.
和其他很多很多人在一起。
And, verse 3 of John chapter 5 says, In these lay a great multitude of sick people. The blind were there, the lame were there, the paralyzed were there. They were all there at this same place waiting for a miracle.
所以第三节说呢，里面躺着瞎子，瘸腿的，血气枯干的许多病人，所以呢，有很多很多人呢，就在这里等待那个水动的时候出现奇迹。
So this man at the pool of Bethesda that this day, he was a sick man.
这个里面呢，这一天呢，在这个伯瑟大这个池子旁边，这个人呢，他是个病人。
Verse 5 says he had an infirmity 38 years.
第五节说呢，在那里有个人病了38年。
He couldn't walk.
他不能走路。
38 years and he couldn't walk.
他呢病了38年不能走路。
Was he born that way?
他是不是出生就是这样的呢？
Quite possibly.
有可能。
We don't know for sure.
我们不是很确定。
But 38 years is a long time to be sick.
所以呢，就是说病了38年是病的时间非常的长。
Very good. So,
非常好。
Lydia's family is coming in.
所以 Lydia 的家人来了，欢迎。
Everybody okay?
妹妹，大家都好吗？哎，欢迎欢迎欢迎，这边还有座位。
So Josh, you want to make sure they got a seat?
所以你跟他们搬，老陈跟他们再搬个桌子。
Very good, welcome. To those of you who aren't familiar with who just came in, it is Lydia's son and family and Lydia's nephew and family. So they're both in. We're glad to see them. I don't see Lydia's nephew, but anyway.
Yeah, 所以这个呢就是非常好。你们大家，因为你们如果熟悉的他们的话，这是 Lydia 的家人， Lydia 的儿子、儿媳，还有他的孙子，还有 Lydia 的那个应该是老公的那个外甥，是吧？
And their boys are here, which is good.
他没看到那个他的外甥，但看到他的那个外甥媳妇和小孩子。
All right, so we're studying the story of the man who was lame. He couldn't walk. He'd been an invalid for 38 years.
所以我们在讲到的这个人呢，他是一个瘸子，因为他瘫了，他就38年他不能走路。
And so Jesus went to him one day. Verse 8 says, Jesus said to him, Rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked.
所以主耶稣基督去找他，第八节说呢，耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。第九节说，那人立刻痊愈了，就拿起褥子来走了。
How would you feel if you hadn't walked for 38 years?
如果你呢38年不能走路，突然走了，你的感觉怎么样
？Okay, and if they give you one of these, you'd say, "I need more than that. I need many of these."
因为他手里拿着个拐杖，他说呢，如果你那个刚刚康复，你就需要这个，你需要很多这个。
So, that would have been a pretty exciting day.
这个对我们来说呢，可能是一个非常的令人兴奋的一天。
When I was studying this passage many years ago, I said, if I had been in the next bed in that Bethesda pool, I would have said, me too.
因为这个很多年前我都讲过这个，如果我当时呢是那个就是在躺在那个伯萨达那个池子旁边的另一个人呢，我会说呢，我也要得治愈。
I don't want to be left behind. If there's something good like that happening in the next bed, I say, me too.
所以呢，我不想错过那个。如果呢，在我旁边的那个褥子上躺着的人呢发生了，我说我也想要。
I went to visit someone in the hospital here in Vancouver a few years ago.
几年前呢，我在温哥华呢去医院看一个人。
After I'd been with him for a while, I said, I would like to pray for you.
所以我跟他待了一会儿以后呢，我说呢，我要为你祷告。
And so I prayed for him in the hospital.
所以我为他呢祷告在医院里。
And when I had finished praying, the man in the next bed said, "Me too."
当我呢结束祷告以后呢，旁边那个病床的人说呢，也为我祷告吧。
So I went to the next bed and I prayed for him.
然后去到旁边那个病床呢，也为他祷告。Amen.
Okay, is that the end of the story?
这是故事的结尾吗？
Have you ever asked God to help you and he helped you?
所以呢，有没有个请求神帮助你，他帮助了呢？
Is that the end of the story?
这是故事的结尾吗？
No, when God moves into your life, that's not the end of the story, that's the beginning of the story.
不是的，当神呢进到你的人生里以后呢，那个并不是故事的结束，只是故事的开始。
And this man hadn't walked for 38 years, and God heals him, and he said, that's not the end of the story, that's the beginning of the story.
所以这个人呢，他呢38年的神呢治愈了他。他说呢，这个不是故事的结尾，这是故事刚刚开始。
So verse 9 says he took up his bed and walked.
第九节说呢，那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。
And in verse 10 they asked him the question, and then verse 11 he says, "He who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk."
然后呢，就是说是那个第十节呢，他们呢问他那个问题，第十一节呢，他就说呢，他就回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说呢，拿你的褥子走吧。
So our little, I'm not sure what we call it, but anyway, the screen says he was sick, he was healed, and then he told others.
所以大家可以看那个大屏幕上，他说呢，就是说这个人呢，他生病了，他被治愈了，然后呢，他就告诉其他的人。
If God has done something good for you, tell somebody.
如果神在你身上行了好事呢，你要去告诉其他的人。
And then what would you do next?
那下一步应该怎么做呢？
Interesting. Verse 14 says, afterward, Jesus found him in the temple.
所以非常有意思的是第十四节说呢，后来耶稣在殿里遇见他。
What would you do if you hadn't walked for 38 years?
所以如果你38年没有走路了，那么说那第一件你要做的事是什么？
Some people would say, if I hadn't walked for 38 years, I'd go home and I'd tell everybody in the neighborhood.
有些人说呢，如果我38年没有走路了，我能走了，我就回家，回家告诉我所有的邻居们。
Other people would say, if I hadn't walked for 38 years, I'd go straight to the golf course.
所以呢，其他的人说呢，如果我38年没能走路了，我一走路，我就要去打高尔夫。
What did this man do?
这个人在做什么呢？
He went to the temple.
他去到了圣殿。
Did he do the right thing?
他做到正确的事情
吗? Sure he did.
当然了。
If God did wonderful things for you, don't just tell somebody else, tell God.
所以呢，如果神在你身上做到什么奇妙的事情，不要只是告诉其他的人，你也要告诉神。
Don't just talk about it. Go and worship God.
所以不要只是谈论，就是要去敬拜神。
Why do we go to church?
我们为什么要来到教会?
Because together,We can tell God how good he is.
所以人我们在一起，我们可以告诉神是有多么的好。
So, four good things about this man. Number one, he was sick. Number two, he was healed. Number three, he told others. And number four, he went to the temple.
所以这个人身上发生了好的四件事情。第一个呢，他生病了。第二个，他得治愈了。第三个呢，他告诉其他的人。第四个呢，他去到了圣殿。
Jesus found him in the temple.
主耶稣基督在圣殿遇见他。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思?
Well, if Jesus does a wonderful work for you, and a wonderful work in you, he is not finished with you. He's looking for you too. So Jesus said, I'm going to be in the temple. I'm looking for him when he comes to the temple.
这个里面的主耶稣基督如果为你做了某件事情或者在你里面行了什么事情呢就是说这个不是说是故事的结尾他也在寻找你所以主耶稣进到了圣殿找到了他
Do you think that was a big deal?
因为这是件大事吗
Yeah, it was a big deal for the man
这个人来说是件大事
It was a big deal for his family
对他家人来说也是件大事
It was a big deal for the city of Jerusalem.
所以呢，对在耶路撒冷城的人也是件大事。
And it was a big deal for the people who didn't like Jesus.
所以对那些呢不喜欢主耶稣基督的人呢也是件大事。
Verse 16 says, For this reason the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him.
第十六节说呢，所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了事情，要杀他。
He healed somebody who had been lame for 38 years, and so the Jews say, okay, we'll kill him.
因为刚才应该是第十八节，他呢对这个治愈呢一个三十八年不能走路的人，所以那些犹太人说呢，我们要把他杀了。
Verse 16 says they were doing this because he had done these things on the Sabbath.
所以第十八节说呢，犹太人越发想杀他，因为他在安息日做的这事。
What do we know about the Sabbath?
你对安息日知道多少？
Well, the Sabbath is there are certain things that you do on the Sabbath and certain things you don't do. There's a particular day in the week when you've got to do this and you don't have to do that.
这个里面的这个安息日是那么一天呢，在那一天呢，你必须做某件事，某件事，某些事情你不必须不能做。所以呢，在那一天你要做这些事情或者不做那些事情。
And the key thing about the Sabbath is everybody can tell what you do that day.
这个就是说是在那个安息日的那个关键点，在每个人都知道你在干什么。
The rule of the Sabbath, anybody, everybody can tell whether it's done or not. All they have to do is look. They can see what you do.
因为在安息日的那个规则，那就是每个人呢都是在那里观察，在那里看，所以呢每个人呢都知道你在做什么。
And even if you don't even get out of bed, they still know because you don't show up where you could have been.
在这个里面呢，就算你躺在床上，他们仍然知道，因为你没有来呢，就是本来你是不能来了。
You know, some people like that about religion. They like it because they say, I can show you what I am. I'm really good. I do this. I do that. And so it becomes a key part of religion.
所以有些呢宗教的人呢，他们说呢喜欢这样的事情。他说：“你知道吗？这一天我可以向你们显示，我做了这，我做了那。你看看，这所有都是关于宗教。”
What is the key part in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ? What is the key part in Christianity? What you do on the Sabbath, or what you believe in your heart?
这个里面呢，在基督徒里，他的内心里，在我们的基督教里，这个关键的部分是什么呢？是你在安息日做了什么呢？还是你在内心深处相信了呢
？And so Norma used to teach school.
Norma 呢，经常在学校教书。
And she told the story. Yes, sir. Josh, do you want to sign that?
Okay.
所以他给我们讲了一个故事。
Norma used to teach school.She told the story about the little boy who was told to sit down.
因为就是他告诉我们一个故事，一个小男孩，那就是说他要告诉他要坐下。
And the little boy didn't sit down.
那个小男孩他不坐下。
And the teacher said, "Sit down, little boy."
所以呢，老师说呢，小孩子坐下。
And the little boy didn't sit down.
那个小孩子仍然不坐下。
And so the teacher went around behind him and put his hands on his shoulders and pushed him down.
所以那个老师呢就走过去把双手放他肩上把他压下去坐下。
And what did the little boy say?
那个小男孩说什么
?He said, I'm standing up inside.
他说呢我里面仍然站着的。
Okay, Christianity is not what happens on the outside, it's what happens on the inside. Make sure that you believe him in your heart.
所以基督教呢并不是说在你外面发生的事情而是说在你里面发生的事情你要确保你在里面是相信的。
And these people wanted to kill him.
所以这些人想要杀了他。
And so, we read in verse 18, Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him because not only had he broken their Sabbath, but also he said that God was his father, making himself equal with God.
第十八节说呢，就是说是啊，因此呢，所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因为他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
So what did we know about them? Number one, they knew that Jesus was God. They knew he said Jesus was God.
所以这个我们知道什么呢？第一个呢，他们知道主耶稣基督就是神。
Verse 22 says.
第22节说呢。
He said, the Father doesn't judge anyone. He's committed all judgment to the Son.
他说呢，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
So what do we know about Jesus?
我们对主耶稣基督知道多少？
Well, number one, he can heal the sick.
第一个呢，他可以治愈病人。
Number two, he loves people to visit them afterwards.
因为第二个呢，他那爱人，爱那些人。
Number three, he said he was God.
第三个呢，他说过他是神。
Number four, he will be the judge.
第四条呢，他将会是那个审判官。
We preach it and teach it often. It's true. After death, every one of us will meet God. He is the judge.
所以呢，我们就是经常教导这个，在我们中间的每个人呢，当我们死了以后呢，都会遇见神，因为他是审判的那位。
And I told you the story about one day standing on the street at Burrard in Georgia.
因为我跟大家讲过这个故事，有一天呢，我在那个 Broad and Georgia 的那个交汇处
，waiting for the light to change so I could cross the street。
所以等待那个就是灯变了以后呢，我可以穿过街道。
And I looked, and the man standing beside me was one of the chief judges of the courts in Vancouver.
所以呢，我旁边站着一个人，他是呢其中的一个那个温哥华的那个就是法官的这个主审法官。
And I said to myself, I would rather be standing beside him than standing in front of him in the court.
所以呢，就是说我对自己说呢，我宁愿站在他旁边，而不愿意在法庭上站在他面前。
And instead of telling me,that I was a bad man, we just had a little chat.
所以呢，他并没有告诉我是个坏人，我们就交谈了一会儿。
And now a judge is a nice person if he's your friend.
如果呢，法官是你的朋友的话呢，他会是个好人。
But a judge is a scary person if he's going to be your judge.
如果呢，他是审你的法官，他就会是一个非常可怕的人。
All right, Verse 22 says then he's the judge, but verse 23 says because he's the judge, all men are to honor him, Jesus, just as they honor God.
第二节说呢，因为他是审判官，那么第二三节说呢，叫人都尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。
All over the world, people will tell you that Jesus was a good man.
所有的世界上的人呢，都会告诉你耶稣是个好人。
Doesn't matter what religion you go to, they'll still say good things about Jesus.
所以不管你去哪个宗教，他们都会说，哎，耶稣的好话。
But you don't get to heaven because you say good things about Jesus.
但是呢，你不会去天堂，仅仅是因为呢，你说主耶稣基督的好话。
What do you have to believe about Jesus?
你对主耶稣要相信什么？
Number one, he's God.
第一个呢，他是神。
Number two, he's judge.
第三个呢，他是审判官。
Number three, I give him equal honor that I give to Jesus.
第三个呢
，Sorry to God.
第三个呢，我给主耶稣基督呢，就是说同等的尊敬，就相当于对神一样。
All right, now verse 24.
第三24节。
It says.Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word, Jesus speaking, and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life.
所以第二十节说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我的话，又差信我来者，就有永生。
And he will not come into judgment, but he's been passed from death unto life.
所以不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
If you want to believe in Jesus, what is it you're supposed to believe? That's the question.
所以如果你想要相信主耶稣，那么说呢，你应该相信什么？这个是那个问题。
So a lot of people say, oh yeah, I believe in Jesus.
很多人说，哦，是我相信耶稣。
What do you believe about him?
那你相信他什么呢？
And they say, well, he was a good man.
那他们说呢，他是个好人。
He did a lot of good things.
他做了很多好事。
He spoke a lot of good things.
他也讲了很多好话。
I believe in Jesus.
我相信耶稣。
But if you're going to believe in Jesus and make sure you have eternal life, what do you have to believe about Jesus?
如果你要相信主耶稣基督，确保你有永生，那么呢，你必须相信耶稣什么？
You have to believe, number one, that he's the one who can heal people, including you from your sins.
第一个呢, 你要相信他是那一位呢,可以治愈人的, 包括你自己, 包括治愈你的罪。
You've got to believe that Jesus is God. That's why he can heal to forgive your sins.
你必须相信主耶稣基督是神, 这就是为什么呢? 他可以治病, 也可以恕罪。
You've got to believe that Jesus will be the judge, my judge, your judge.
你要相信主耶稣基督将是你的法官, 是我的法官。
And you've got to give equal honor to Jesus that you would give to God. And you've got to give God all the honor that you would give Jesus.
你要给那个主耶稣基督的同等的那个尊敬, 相当于就是说你尊敬神一样去尊敬主耶稣基督, 这两个是同等的。
So what would you get if you believed that the Lord Jesus Christ really is God, the judge, and he's equal to all the honor that God is equal to? What would you get if you did that?
如果你相信主耶稣, 相信主耶稣基督, 你会得到什么呢? 如果你相信主耶稣基督, 他是神, 他将会是你的审判官, 他, 你应该把同等的那个荣誉, 归给那个神和主耶稣, 你会得到什么呢?
Verse 24, what do you get if you believe it?
第24节是, 如果你相信, 你会得到什么?
He who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has, number one,
你这个人呢,听我的话,又差我来者,第一个有什么?
Everlasting life.
有永生。
That a good deal?
这是不是个好的交易呢?
Okay. And shall not come into judgment.
所以不至于定罪。
Okay, you'll never have to stand before a judge who is going to say you are guilty.
所以你永远不会站在一个法官面前,这个法官准备说呢,你是有罪的。
Number three, you're passed from death.
第三个呢, 你出死入生了。
Number four, unto life.
第四个呢, 你进入永生。Okay,
is that a good deal?
这是个好的交易吗?
If you were lying there alongside this man who'd been there for 38 years,
如果你躺在那个, 就是已经变了38年的那个病人旁边的时候,
and you were given a choice,
你呢, 有个选择,
you could either be healed of your 38-year disability,
你或者说是呢, 你38年的那种残疾被治愈了,
or you could have everlasting life.
或者你可以有永生。
What would you take?
你能选择什么?
You'd take everlasting life, wouldn't you?
你会选择永生,是不是呢?
If you were healed of your disease, you might get an extra 20 years of normal life.
如果你的病治好了, 你可能在人生里呢, 会有额外20年的寿命。
Would you rather have 20 years of ordinary life or eternal life?
你会愿意说有20年的普通的生命呢, 还是想要有永生呢?
You shall not come into judgment.
你不会被定罪。
If you were terribly guilty of something awful, and most of us are,
所以呢,如果你对某件事情呢,就是说是那个罪过非常大, 我们很多人都有这样的经历。
Would you be happy to be forgiven for all that?
你会愿意呢,这所有的一切都被赦免吗?
If you could skip death and get life, would that be important?
如果你可以跳个死,得到生命,这个是重要的吗?
Yeah.
当然了。
What a marvelous story.
这是个多么奇妙的故事。
Okay, that's the story. This man, he didn't just get 38 years, didn't just get healed from his 38-year problem. He got everlasting life. He believed in the God who was able not only to heal his body, but far more importantly, to give him everlasting life.
这个人呢,就是说是他呢,就是说病了38年, 他不仅仅只是说他的那个38年的疾病都得到治愈呢, 同样通过他相信神呢, 他得到了永生。
All right, so what was the verse we were singing?
我们在唱的那首歌是什么?
We sang Acts 16:31.
我们唱的《使徒行传》第十六章三十一节。
What does it say?
这里说什么？
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
信主耶稣基督，你必得救。
So we won't send Norma to the piano, but we're going to sing it anyway.
所以呢 ，Norma 现在不在钢琴旁边，但是呢，我们不管怎么说，
so、
我们就来唱。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.That's good news.
这是个好消息。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, thank you for bringing us together today.
主啊，感谢您今天把我们带到一起。
Thank you for the story of this man.
感谢这个人的故事。
He was a good man, Lord. When he was asked if he wanted to be healed, he simply said yes.
意思是他是个好人，主啊。当他呢被问你想不想得治愈呢，他说想。
And he had enough sense to go into the temple to thank God.And when he was there, he met Jesus.
他也足够的这样的知识呢，就是去到了那个圣殿去感谢神，感谢主耶稣基督。当他得治愈以后
，Lord, may we all be like him.
所以主要我们所有人都像他一样。
May we go into the temple, into the fellowship of the people of God and the Savior, and may we, when we do so, may we meet Jesus.
所以愿我们所有的人都去到圣殿呢，去遇到属神的人呢，去遇到我们的救主。愿我们去到那里的时候呢，我们都会遇到主耶稣。
And Lord, teach us that Jesus is God, and He is Judge, and He deserves equal praise as God.
所以主啊，求您教导我们，主耶稣是神，他是将来的审判官，他也是呢，配得和主那、就是和神一样的赞美。
And Lord, help us to believe this, that we might be saved.
所以呢，主啊，帮助我们相信这，这样呢，我们可以得救。
We ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.